Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Finland. It's a beautiful day, but very freezing. It's nice to see you all here. Anyway, my name is Ida Ruippo. I'm a nurse. I work in Kyllö Health Center, and I represent the well-being county services of Central Finland. And here I will tell you about the services available to you. And first, I have a map of locations. You don't probably need this. You can just to see where we have all the locations. Mainly, the Hospital Nova is for specialized healthcare and emergency healthcare, and it is the biggest Red Cross on the map. And all the other Red Crosses are different health centers. Citizens are divided based basically on their living areas, their home addresses, to different health centers. And next, I will tell you how you can find your own health center to contact. This urgent and non-urgent care is available in primary health care centers Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On weekdays, on holidays and weekends, we are closed. Then you have to contact the Hospital Nova if you have a health problem that cannot wait for the next weekday that we are open. And to find your designated health center, you can use the following web page. It's in Finnish, but you can copy the link. And there you have to write down your home address, only the street name and number on the white field, and then press hae, which means search. And on the bottom, you can see with the bold text that, for example, Taitoniekan tie 10, is designated to Kyllö Health Center, Kyllön terveysasema. If you cannot find your health center or you cannot use the internet at the moment, you can just contact the closest health center you can find, and they will see from your information where you belong and tell you where to go to get the services. And many of the student apartments are located mainly in the areas of Kyllö and Nova health centers. And that's why I have included the addresses and phone numbers for these two main health centers. You can probably get the addresses after this, that you can see the dia show and copy then. I will change the page now. And the opening hours, as I said before, are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in non-urgent and urgent care. And there's service desk that's open from Monday to Thursday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And actually, I told you that we are open from Monday to Friday, but on Fridays we open from 9 a.m., before 9 a.m., you can wait for the 9 a.m. or contact Hospital Nova on the morning if you feel it's an emergency that you need help before 9 a.m. And outside of these hours, you can call medical helpline. The number is 116-117. And in case of an emergency, call 112. It's emergency number. And you can also go to the Hospital Nova emergency room if there's an emergency that cannot wait. And about booking an appointment, you can book an appointment by phone. Mainly you get service in Finnish and in English and in Swedish in some cases. And please wait on the line for the answer. It might take time from few minutes to 1 hour, maybe sometimes even more if we have a busy day. There's also possibility to leave a callback message. In urgent matters, you press 1, and in non-urgent matters, you press 2. And the call can be ended only when the automatic message ends, otherwise the callback message won't register. And there is a problem still, I have told the authorities about this problem, but this callback message can only be left from Finnish phone operators' numbers. If you have a phone line from your own country, it won't call you back, even though you leave a message. So mainly, it's best that you wait on the line or visit the closest health center, your own health center physically. And by service desk, you can also book an appointment. And we can service you in many languages there. We have interpreting services available by phone in many languages. Sometimes it's easier to use your own language to describe some symptoms and health-related problems. But also you can use English if that's okay. And in Finnish also if you have skills to speak Finnish. And it's important that if you book an appointment, you cancel it if you won't be able to come to the appointment. There's a phone number over there, or you can cancel appointment from any health center close to you. There's a fee for a missed uncancelled doctor's appointment that is €56.70. And next, about the basic service, when you contact us, a registered nurse will assess your treatment needs based on your symptoms. According to your symptoms, you will be given an appointment time or contact details for the professional that has best skills to help you. And these might include nurses' appointments, doctor's appointments, physiotherapy services, mental health and substance abuse services, sometimes social workers and family planning clinic. We have different professionals, but mainly you can contact your health center and we will guide you further there. And what to bring with you when you come, take your ID. It can be a passport or any ID, any certificates you have, health cards, anything. Your contact details in Finland, mainly phone number and address. And it's useful to have some information of your former diagnosis, medications and nutritional supplements you might use. And you can also prepare for the visit by writing down your symptoms. What are they? When did they start? For how long have they been going on? Where do you feel the pain? It helps when a nurse assesses your needs. About dental care, there are several dental clinics around the city. In Kyllä Health Center, we have one. And dental care is not separated by address. You can visit or contact any dental clinic you have closest to you. If you have an urgent need, severe toothache or some accidents that your teeth get chipped or something, you have to call the number. It's open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On weekdays. In non-urgent matters, the number is the same, but please call after noon. And outside of these opening hours, if you have urgent need for dental care, call 116 117. It's the emergency room number, and they will tell you where to go, book an appointment, and give some guidance on your service needs. About family planning clinic, they provide services related to sexual health issues. For example, if you need contraceptive advice, you have pregnancy planning problems, sometimes also infertility treatments. They have their own service number you can contact. It's open from Mondays to Fridays on the mornings. And they have a visiting address that's the same as Kyllä Health Center, but they have, unfortunately, no service desk available. If you have questions about this and cannot reach them by phone, you can contact your own health center and ask for advice. And about medication and medical prescriptions in Finland, they are mainly electronic. They are written by a doctor or, in some cases, by a nurse with special training. They have a right based on the law to write for a few illnesses, a few medications that they got special training for. And you can ask your doctor for a printed patient instruction sheet you can buy your medicine with from the pharmacy. You need the paper. You just give it to the pharmacy employees and they will give your medication and tell you the price. And medication in Finland can only be bought in pharmacies. They're called apteekki in Finnish. And Some medicine is available without prescription, such as antihistamine for allergies, ibuprofen and paracetamol for pain, fever, any other. And pharmacy employees will gladly help you if you have any questions regarding medication or you have a problem with medication. They will always tell you what to do and where to get prescriptions and help. There are customer fees for everyone in Finland, and the fees for students that come from European Union or ETA countries, Switzerland, Quebec, Canada, or from Great Britain is the same as citizens have. Nurses' appointments in health centers are free of charge. Doctor's appointment fee is €23 per visit, and physiotherapy is €12.80 per visit. You can ask for prices before you book an appointment, and you have no need for cash. There will be an invoice that will be mailed to your home address in a few weeks after the appointment. And your residence permit for studies usually requires you to have a private insurance that covers your medical and drug expenses. And if you are coming from a country or area outside of those I mentioned before, you will have to pay the actual higher costs that services take. And in some cases, private healthcare fees might cost less. So ask for the prices and make a decision. You can always contact health center to see what's the best option for you. And thank you. That was my presentation. Have a nice day. Stay warm. Don't spend too much time outside. The cold might cause some health-related problems. But if you have any questions, contact your closest health center. We are glad to help you. If you have any questions, you can raise your hand, but if you won't, then I'm okay. Thank you, everybody. Kiitos. Yes.
Okay, we are very well in advance. Ida-Maria, you were very fast. And since we don't have any questions, now we have to wait a bit for the next speaker because I don't see Elisa here yet. No, we haven't seen her yet. So at this point, I think we have at least 10, 15 minutes again to wait. I'm sorry about the sort of scheduling issue here, but again,